Thank you very much, Chairman. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. And thank you for this opportunity to address CSTD. I'd like to start by informing you that the ITU, as the UN specialized agency for ICTs, deplores the widespread destruction of critical infrastructure, failure of telecom services, and mobile phone outages that have occurred across Ukraine since the beginning of the war. The ITU Council, currently in session, has adopted a resolution on assistance and support to Ukraine for rebuilding their telecommunications sector. As the war goes on, ITU echoes United Nations Secretary General's call for the conflict to stop and reaffirms the importance of telecommunications and ICTs for peace and development. Turning to the work of the Commission, I commend UNCTAD's Secretary General's report entitled Industry 4.0 for Inclusive Development and the theme Science, Technology and Innovation for Sustainable Urban Development in a Post-Pandemic World. Both of these themes are synonymous with advances in emerging digital technologies such as 5G, AI, and the Internet of Things, fields where ITU's role is central in terms of standards and spectrum. In this, as in everything else, ITU's objective is to ensure that all countries can benefit from this new wave of technology, and no one is left behind. As the report points out, however, most developing countries are not ready to use the technology. Changing this will require forging and strengthening partnerships and developing international collaboration. And this is the essence of the WISIS process. During ITU Council meeting, the Council reiterated its support for ITU's leading role in the WISIS process and highlighted the importance of the WISIS action lines in advancing the SDGs. The Council appreciated the Secretary General's suggested roadmap on the 20-year review of the WISIS beyond 2025. We were asked to further develop it for consideration at the ITU Plenipotentiary Conference starting in September. We've shared the document with the CSTD Secretariat, and we look forward to working in close collaboration with CSTD in the WISIS review process and in the discussions in the UN group on the Information Society, UNGIS. I take this opportunity to encourage everyone everywhere to participate in this year's WISIS Forum, which was launched 2 weeks ago virtually, and which will culminate in a final week to be held physically in Geneva from the 30th of May to the 3rd of June. This year is an important year for ITU. We have three major conferences taking place in the span of just a few months. In addition to the Plenipotentiary Conference in September, we had the World Telecommunications Standards Assembly earlier this month, and that highlighted how vital digital technologies are to creating a more prosperous, sustainable, and inclusive future for all. And then in June, we have the World Telecommunication Development Conference, which will be held in Kigali, Rwanda. ICTs are essential to social, economic, sustainable development, and ITU is in the business to collaborate with everyone to make sure we achieve this. We need to make every effort to continue to align the WISIS process with the SDGs and fulfill the vision outlined by the WISIS almost 20 years ago of an information society where everyone everywhere can benefit from the opportunities that ICTs can offer. We can only achieve this by working closer together at the national, regional, and international level. Cooperation, coordination, and collaboration are the three essential words. I wish you a very successful session. Thank you, Mr. Chair.